say, did you ever hear the word from the B'Shem Reb Chaim Volozhin about gerim? Where does the nefesh of a ger come from, that somebody would want to become a Jew? A guy would want to become a Jew and give up all the cheeseburgers and all the things that he can do, and now he takes on the old mitzvahs. So there's Reb Chofetz Chaim said over in the name of Chaim Volozhin, who said over in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that there's a Mesoira that goes back to the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon learned, he heard it from Avram ben Avram, the Ger Tzedek who was burnt at the stake on Shavuos, that he said, he told the Vilna Gaon, told him, I could save your life, you know, I could use some kind of Kabbalah and save your life from being burnt, and he refused. He wanted to die al Kiddush Hashem. And but before that, he told the Vilna Gaon that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to the Umas HaOlam to offer them the Torah, and the Umas asked what's written in the Torah, so each nation rejected the Torah, right? But there were individuals in each and every nation that wanted to accept the Torah, but they were overruled by majority. Right? Democracy. And these, the nefesh, the neshama of these individuals comes back generations later, and they want to, and they're Magaya. That's the, so the Chofetz Chaim said this over, based on this Messiah. That's where the special neshama of a ger, a ger tzedek, of course, who really wants to keep Torah and mitzvahs. And so that comes from Avraham ben Avraham. Okay, yesterday we discussed Tvila, whether it's Tchilas Din or Gemar Din, and whether Tvila is Kosher Balayla. But we were assuming all along that Tvila needs a Bezdin. Tvila, Kabbalah Smitzes needs a Bezdin. Tvila needs a Bezdin, whether Bezdin is Ma'akiv in the Tvila, we saw as a Machlokes Rishonim. But what about Mila? The question is whether does Mila need a Bezdin? And here we also have a big Machlokes about it, whether Mila needs a Bezdin. The Magid Mishnah quotes the Ramban that both Mila and Tvila require Bezdin. And the Torah brings this down. The Torah, that's on page 34. He says, "V'chol inyonov bein lahodio hamitzis lekablon bein hamila bein hatvila tzorshia b'shloisha k'sherim lodunu b'ayin." Right, but it's only lechatchila the Torah passes. B'di'evid, if you don't have a bezdin by the mila and the tefila, as long as you have a bezdin by the kabbalas mitzis, a bezdin and b'ayin by kabbalas mitzis, but so then it's going to be a good geiris b'di'evid. But lechatchila, by all three parts of the Geirus, you certainly have to have a Bezdin and Bayim. And the Mila also requires a Bezdin. And the Beis Yosef explains, where do we see that from? The Gemara talks about Bezdin and Bishas HaTvila, right? Shloshet Dayonim, Omdi Magabov, when he's Tovel, but doesn't talk about Bezdin by Mila. So the Beis Yosef explains that even though it's not mefurish in the Gemara that Mila needs Bezdin, we learn it from Tvila, because Mila is part of the Geirus, Tvila is part of the Geirus. So just like the Tvila needs Bezdin because of Mishpah, so too the Mila needs Bezdin as well, right? And that's then, and the mocker for that is the Ramban. Like in Mishnah, quoting Ramban in Perek Gimel Yisurei Bia Halacha Tes, and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch both paskin that way, that you need Bezdin by the Mila as well. However, the Bach disagrees. The Bach says there's no requirement of Bezdin by Mila, only Bezdin by Kabbalas Mitzvahs and by Tvila, but not by Mila. I forgot to give you this Mara Mokom in the Bach. I'd like to sort of read it inside. So if you turn to page 34. The Bach, the Chol Inyono, the Perek HaChoyle, it's Omer Rav Chiya Barava, Omer Rav Yechonon, Ger tzori shloisha mishpa ksiv vei v'soivir rabbeinu d'chol inyon l'bishloisha. Dostoma ka'oman. The Gemara is stunned that a ger needs, there's a din of mishpa. It doesn't say by which aspect of the gerus. So therefore, the Torah said, Torah and the Ramban say, by every aspect of the gerus. Kachos av harava magid al shem haramban b'perek gimel yisurei bim. Avol b'ramban b'smag lo kosuv shloisha ela b'tvim. The Rambam only mentions Bezdin by Tvila. Rambam does not mention Bezdin by Mila at all. V'hochi mashra b'braisa, the latona da'indim al gavov ela b'shas Tvila, the also nichnas b'gevus. And that's the mishmos of the braisa, that you have a Bezdin standing there b'shas Tvila. Right? We don't find any place Bezdin standing there b'shas Mila. Right? And the Bach gives a little bit of a hesber. Why should Tvila require Bezdin and not Mila? What's the difference between them? After all, Mila is necessary for the Geiris as well. Right? So we would have said what? We would have said, well, Mila, right? Using our Lomdis, Mila is just the Hasara Sa'orla, it's not the Maisa Geiris. Tvila is the Maisa Geiris. The Bach says much simpler. Much simpler. The Bach says the reason why Tvila needs a Bezdin and not the Mila is because of what? Nichnas la Geiris. The Chalais Geiris is by the Tvila. That's when he becomes a Geir. So that's when you need the Bezdin. The Mila is not yet a Geir. Right? It's a step in that direction, but he's not yet a Geir. There's no Chalais Geiris. That's how the Bach explains the difference between Mila and Tvila. Kidom hosam omer rabba uvda hava bei rabchia adom alei shoyikan ad lemochod nachbelinoch Shmami no tlash, shmami no ger tzori shloisha, ratzalam elein in tvila tzori, in tvila tzori shloisha. He brings a raya from that Gemara, the shoyikan. Wait till tomorrow and we'll do the tvila in front of the bezdin. So you see, and that Gemara says, shmami no ger tzori shloisha, is referring to the tvila. V'hochi mashma miloshan arif perech revelosa de mila, shekosav tchila bistam, mahalinen lei, v'achakachom akadmat belinen lei, tzorech lamezel bahadei talsa. He's also medayik from the Rif, because the Rif says, on a ger, first you do Mila, and then he says, and then you do the Tvila in front of Shloisha, in front of a Bezdin. The Rif didn't mention Mila in front of a Bezdin. So therefore, the Bach holds that there is no requirement of Bezdin by Mila. But the Ramban, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, all say that there is a requirement of Bezdin by Mila, as well as by Tvila. What is the machlokes? What's the hezba that Mila possible? If Mila requires Bezdin, we understand that very well because Mishpat goes on every aspect of the Geiris. But according to the Bach, that the Mila does not require a Bezdin. What's the hezba? So we have already two possible hezbeim. One hezba is the role of Mila in the Geiris is just hasara sa'orla. It's like a tanai, a prerequisite, and therefore it doesn't require, might not require bezin. It's not the maisa Geiris. The tefila is the maisa Geiris. A second possible hezba is that, as the Bach says, by the tefila, nichnas la Geiris. That's the chalois of the Geiris. So that's when sort of the Bezdin is paskening, he's a Yisrael, he's a Ger. So that's when you need the Bezdin. Not by the Mila. There could be a third and fourth possible explanation why you need the difference between Mila and Tefila. Could be that the reason for the Bezdin by the Tefila is because of what? Because what else happens by the Tefila? Haidos mitzvahs. By Mila we don't find that there's haidos mitzvahs. There's haidos mitzvahs by the tefillah. When the ger is tovel in the mikvah, right before that, the modia mitzvahs mitzvahs kalas vechamuras, and maybe the reason for the bezdin by the tefillah is because of the haidos mitzvahs, not for the tefillah per se. But because b'shas tefila there is hodas mitzvahs, I don't know exactly why there is no hodas mitzvahs by the mila. It could be because there was kabbalas mitzvahs before, And then the tefillah is the last stage of the geirus, where there's going to be the chaloisa geirus. So now, right before the chaloisa of the geirus through the tefillah, there's also hados mitzvahs, right? The modiyah once again mixes mitzvahs kalas v'chamuras, and therefore mila is sort of like in the middle. So it's not necessary to do the hados mitzvahs. You had the kabbalas mitzvahs, and now you're having the tefillah, which is goimer the geirus. So you have hados mitzvahs at the time of the gemar. So it could be that the best thing is because there's a hados mitzvahs, and whenever you have a hados mitzvahs with a kabbalah, so you have to have a best thing. That's a possibility. There's a big nafkamina in these various reasons. What would happen? If let's say they did the tefillah before the milah, right? What's according to the Ramban, the Seder is not ma'akiv, right? We'll see later on. Machlokes Tosis in the Ramban. According to Ramban, lechatchila, of course, you do the milah before the tefillah. That's how the Gemara talks about the Seder of Geirus. But according to the Ramban, it's not ma'akiv. If you do the tefillah and then the milah, so then it's also a kosher Geirus, right? Would you need a bezdin for that milah? Would you need a bezdin for that milah? So it really depends on these reasons. If the reason is, like the Bach says, you need bezdin by the tefillah because that's the chalois of the geiris, well, if you reverse the order and tefillah first and then milah, so milah is the chalois of the geiris. So you would need a bezdin by the milah. Could very well be that there you would also need a bezdin by the tefillah because of the hoidos mitzvahs. There's a Haidua Smitzis there. But you would need a Bezin by the Milah if that's the last stage and that's the Chalais of the Geirus. If, however, the reason for the Bezin is because of the Haidua Smitzis, so even if you reverse the order, we don't find that there would be a Haidua. I don't know. I don't know what the Halacha would be in a case like that. But if we would say that there's no Haidua Smitzis, Bishas Milah, Hados mitzvahs is only bishas hatvila, so then there would be no requirement for a bezdin. Dor Sameach has yet another pshat. Dor Sameach is going on the Rambam, that the Rambam says that you need a bezdin for the tvila, right? So litvo bifnei shloisho because of mishpat, and the Dor Sameach has a very interesting pshat. He says, it's mishpat, you need a bezdin. However, there's a difference in terms of bezdin by a Yisrael and by a ben noyach. Anybody know what the halacha of bezdin is by a ben noyach? The bezdin is dan a ben noyach. What's the bezdin by b'nei noyach? Dayan echot, one dayan. Even for dinei nefoshes. By B'nai Noyach, all you need is one Dayan. That's the Bezin. There's no such concept of three Dayanim, 23. It's one Dayan is good enough for B'nai Noyach. By Yisrael, of course, you need a Bezin of three, right? A Bezin of three. So the Yer Sameach says that the difference between Tvila and Mila is because Bishas Mila, when he's coming before the Bezdin, he still has a status of a Ben Noyach. And Ochanami, there is a din of Mishpat. But you don't need a Bezdin of three, because he's a Ben Noyach. All you need is a Bezdin of one. Who's the Bezdin of one? Who's the Bezdin of one? The Mayel. You have to have a Mayel, the Yisrael. So he'll be the Bezdin, because his status is still that of a Ben Noyach. However, by the Tvilah, since through the tefillah he's becoming a Yisrael, even though at the moment when he goes into the mikveh, he's still a Ben Noyach. But when he comes out of the mikveh, he's a Yisrael. And this tefillah is going to make him into a Yisrael, so therefore he needs a bezdin of three. In other words, the Yer Sameach is saying that really there is a din of bezdin by Mila as well. But it's a different bezdin, because by the Mila he's still a Ben Noyach. So all you need is a bezdin of b'nei noyach. That's one dayan, and you have one dayan always by the milah. The mayel will be the dayan. You know, he doesn't have to have a title of dayan, as long as the mayel can serve as that bezdin, since he has a status of b'nei noyach at the time of the milah. Masha enken at the time of the tefillah, when he's becoming a Yisrael. So therefore, the mishpat The Mishpat has to be with the best in the three, because through this Tefillah he's going to become a Yisrael, and Yisrael requires the best in the three. However, the Yosemer goes on and he says, really it all depends on what Mila accomplishes in terms of the Geirus. If after the Mila he's a full-fledged Ben Noyach, after as a result of the Mila, nothing changed, because Mol v'loy tov al ki'ilu loy mol, literally, it's as if, just turn it off. Yeah, no, I don't know, doesn't listen. If as a result of the Mila he remains a full-fledged Ben Noyach, so then all you need is a Bezdin of one, because he's a Ben Noyach at the time of the Mila and even as a result of the Mila. If, however, we say that in the Geirus process there's the Mila accomplishes something, that the Mila itself is a Mixas Geirus, and he becomes he becomes a Mixas Geir, not a full-fledged Geir. But as we saw, possibly there's a din. There's no longer a din of Ben Noyach Sheshavas Chayim Misa. Maybe he's Chayiv to keep Shabbos, right? So if there's a Mixas Geirus Yisrael, that means he's becoming a Mixas Yisrael. So then that Mila itself also requires a Bez Din of Shloisha, a Bez Din of Yisrael. Bez Din for Yisrael. So the Yor Sameach wants to say that this question whether Mila requires Bez Din or not, really, Mila does require Bez Din, because Mishpat applies to every aspect of the Geirus. But the question is, what kind of Bez Din does it require? Do we say that it's only, since he's a Ben Noyach Bishas HaMila, he only requires a Bez Din of Bnei Noyach, which is one Dayan, right? So you always have one Dayan Bishas Mila, because the Mayel is that Dayan, is that Bez Din. Or do we say that no, that if the Mila accomplishes a partial Geirus, so he's becoming a Mixas Yisrael, so then just like by the Tefillah he needs a Bez Din of three, because through the Tefillah he's becoming a Yisrael, so too by the Mila he's becoming a partial Yisrael, so you'll need a Bez Din of three. So that's how he wants to be Masbir this question of Bez Din by Mila. Interesting. Rav Sameach is always very original, very, very novel insights. In terms of just a few other points before we get into the whole issue of Shlichus Hayyuk HaAvdinon, the Beis Yosef brings down a Machloikes Rishonim about the Bezdin of Geirus. What happens if you have a Bezdin of Shloisha Kroivim? Three Kroivim were sitting on the Bezdin together. Bishas HaTvila, Ger Shetoval Bifnei Shloisha Kroivim. Not his Kroivim, but there were three people who were Kroivim to each other, who were the Bezdin. So is that going to be and then after the Tvila he touches Yayin, does the Yayin become Yayin Nesech? So he brings out a big machloikis about it. There are those who say that mago b'yayin is muta b'shtiya, because the geirus is a good geirus. And there are those who say that no, it's not a good geirus. Why? Because since there were kroivim, so the tefila is not a valid tefila, because he didn't have a kosher bezdin, right? And then there are those who say that afilu Reb Yochanan Moide Imol V'Tovah below Shlosha Eino Osa Yayin Nesach. And the Beis Yosef explains that this machlokes really revolves around the machlokes Rishonim: is Bezdin Ma'akiv by the Tefillah B'Diavad? Is Bezdin only Ma'akiv by Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, or is Bezdin also Ma'akiv by Tefillah? So some Rishonim hold that Bezdin is only marked by Kabbalah's mitzvahs and not by Tefillah. So therefore, if he has a Bezdin of three Kroivim, it's as if he doesn't have a Bezdin, but it's not marked. So he's going to become a Gerin. It's not Yayin Eser. And others say that it is ma'akiv by the Tefillah. Right? And if you don't have a Bezdin, you don't have a Kosher Bezdin. Right? You have a Bezdin that's made up of Kroivim, or a Bezdin that has Rishonim on the Bezdin. That whoever is possibly Edus and is also possibly Dayonis, so then you don't have a kosher Bezdin. It's commandless as if you don't have a Bezdin. So if you hold that Bezdin is ma'akev by the Tefillah, then the Yayin is going to be Yayin Nesach. And the shita that says that with three kravim it's okay, three kravim is okay, in that there is a shita that holds that three kravim do not pasul on a bezdin. Three kravim who are sitting on a bezdin together is not a pasul of bezdin. It's going to be kosher. So there is, he's quoting such a shita. You need a bezdin for the tefillah, but the bezdin is a valid bezdin even though you have three kravim sitting on their bezdin. So that's why he brings down three different shitas in the Beis Yosef. Now the Tur also says b'di'evet that this din that you require shloisha by mila and by tvila is shloisha and yoim, that's lechatchila b'di'evet imol oisam otoval bifnei shnayim uvalayla afilu lotoval l'shem gerus al l'shem keri or l'shem nidus have a ger umuto b'yisraelis chutz mikabolas mitzis shemakeves im eino b'yoim uvishloisha. So the tour, and this is the first day in Shulchan Aruch, they say that if the mila and the tefila were done bifnei shnayim or balayla, right? So then b'di'evet it's a kosher gerus and muta b'yisraelis, right? Muta b'yisraelis. In contrast to whom? Who holds that he will not be muta b'yisraelis? The Rif and the Rambam, right? Rif and the Rambam say he will be also b'yisraelis, but according to the first Deya in Shulchan Aruch, the Tur, and the first day in Shulchan Aruch, and that's the way most other Rishonim learn. It's a valid Geiros B'di'evet. There's no restrictions in terms of marrying a Yisraelis. That's only the Rif and the Rambam. They have that restriction, as we explained. What is that based on? But the Bach points out here something else. The Bach, and the Shach quotes this Bach as well, that it says that im toval bifnei shnayim uvalayla, it's going to be kosher b'di'evet. Bifnei shnayim. Is it dafka bifnei shnayim? Is it dafka that the tefillah has to be bifnei shnayim? Let's say the tefillah was bifnei echod. The tefillah was bifnei echod. Right? Is that good enough b'di'evet? So the Bach points out that the tefillah bifnei echod will be good enough b'di'evet. Why do you need even one there? Why do you need even one? Because we have to know that he was Tevil. How do you know? We need some kind of Eidus that he was Tevil. So you have, if you have one person there who can serve as an aid, even though there's no best in there, right? Don't think that Bifnei Shnaim is kosher b'di'evet because there's a sheet of Shnaim Shadonu Dineihem Din. Right? Shnaim Shadonu Dineihem Din. We don't paskin. We paskin Shnaim Shadonu Ein Dineihem Din. So two is like one. So the Bach says that as long as you have one person there who can testify that he was Megaya b'di'evet, that's going to be a good gerus. But then the Bach says another pshat. Why did the Tur say two? That the Tur holds that that b'di'evet you'll need two, not because of Bezdin. Not because of Bezdin, but the evidence is kosher without a Bezdin. But you need two for what reason? For Eidus. You'll need two for Eidus. In other words, is one sufficient for Eidus, or do you need two for Eidus over here to testify that he did the proper Gerus, he was Tevil, and therefore he's a Ger. Right? Is two necessary, is one sufficient? That really is next week's Sugya, but just... One point, if you look, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in the Shach in Yud, right? And the Shulchan Aruch brings down that Mol V'Toval Bifnei Shnayim B'di'evet, it's going to be a kosher Geirus. So the Shach says in Yud, Lav Daf G'Shnayim Elo Bifnei Echad V'Chei Mucho B'Toises Perek HaCholis Divi HaMaskol Yesh L'Cho Eidim. It's a Toises that we didn't do yet, that Bifnei Echod is sufficient. Why? Because he can serve as one aid. Why can he serve as one aid? Why is one aid sufficient here? Pashtus, because Eid Echod Neman B'Yisurim. He's testifying that this person became a Yisrael, became a Ger. Eid Echod, it's Yisurim. Eid Echod Neman B'Yisurim. Yesh Lomer, the Nochat Shnayim, Kevin, Di, Makirin, Hoyinu also. So he quotes the Prisha that you need two Eidim. You'll need two Eidim. When will you need two Eidim? If he's Muchsak that he was once a guy, we knew that he was a guy, and now he comes and he claims I was a Megayer, right? So one Eid is not going to be sufficient to say I saw him Megayer, right? You need two Eidim. Why do you need two Eidim in a case like that? Anybody? Ischazik Yisur. Eid Echad is Nemun Bisurin, only when it's not Yitzchazik Yisur. Safik Chela, Safik Shuman, but if it's Yitzchazik Yisur, it's Yitzchazik that he was an Akum. And now he wants to change his status. He's claiming, I changed my status, I became a Yisrael, right? It's Yitzchazik Yisur. The Eid is testifying against the Cheskas, against the Chazokah. So you need two Eidim over there. So the Shach is saying that really one Eid should be sufficient if it would not be Yitzchazik Yisur, if we wouldn't know what his previous status was. But the reason, why did the Torah say two, Toval Bifnei Shnayim, for a case where it's Yitzchazik Yisur, that we know he's a goy, so then you'll need two Eidim. But you'll need three for the Kabbalah Smitzis. In other words, the two Eidim is not Bitoras Bezdin, it's Bitoras Eidus. We always have to keep this in mind, that there are two halachis when we're talking about a ger. There's a din of Bezdin for the Gerus, and there the Torah is saying that Bezdin is ma'akeh b'di'evet only by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, you'll need a Bezdin of three. But by the Mila and the Tvila, although l'chatchila, you need a Bezdin, but b'di'evet, it's not in Toval, bifnei shnayim, uvalayla, that's not going to be ma'akeh. Is it dafke two or even one? So that's what the Bach and the Shach say, that it could be that one is sufficient for Eidus, but if it would be Yitzchazik Yisura, that we know he was a goy, so then you're going to need two, because by Yitzchazik Yisura, Eid Echad is not known. Yeah. No? Okay? But then there are two other points in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days. Right? First day is that Mila Utvila without Bezdin, without a Bezdin, or Balayla, is not ma'akiv b'di'eved, and he'll be allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. And then he brings down the riff in the Rambam that even b'di'eved, if he was toval omol bifnei shnayim or balayla, ma'akiv v'osa b'Yisraelis, ma'akiv in the sense that he's also b'Yisraelis. He becomes a Yisrael, he becomes a ger, but he cannot marry a Bas Yisrael. But his children are not possible. So there are three nekudas that we have to discuss over here. Number one, the first day in the Mechaber, so the Shach explains that Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Bezdin is ma'akiv, even b'di'eved, but by Mila and Tvila, which it's not ma'akiv b'di'eved, even if it's toivel balayla, because it has the status of gemar din. And then the Shach points out that even though in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat there is a daya that the Ramah brings down, that imdonu balayla b'di'eved dinehem din, right? By dini mominis, b'di'eved dinehem din, it's a Rashbam in Bava Basra. That paskins that donu balayla b'di'eved dinehem din, even the tchilas din was balayla, b'di'eved the din is going to be valid. So do we apply that over here by Geirus? Can we say b'di'eved, if the whole Geirus, meaning the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, was also balayla, in front of a bezdin balayla, is it b'di'eved dinehem din, b'di'eved it's going to be a valid Geirus? So the Shach, as the Bach already said this, that no. We only say that by Dinei Mominus, not by Yisurim, not by Geris, and not by Chalitza. By Dinei Mominus, we can say B'di'eved Dinei Hamdin, Balayla, because of Hefka Bes and Hefka. But not by, when you're dealing with Geris, and by Chalitza, Yisurim, we're not going to say B'di'eved Dinei Hamdin, Balayla. So if the Kabbalah's mitzvah was Balayla, it's B'di'eved, not a Geris. If the Mil and Tfilo are Balayla, B'di'eved, it will be a Geris. The Dogel Merevova fascinating Dogel Mirevava. The Dogel Mirevava points out that this halacha that b'di'eved, if the mila and the tefila were balayla b'di'eved, it's a good geirus, only applies where? Where does it not apply? By ger katan. It won't apply by ger katan. It'll only apply by a ger gadol. Because by ger gadol, what's the svara? The svara is that where there's kabbalas mitzvahs, the kabbalas mitzvahs is the tchilas din, and the mila to tefila is the gemardin. Right? So then if the tefila is going to be balayla, it's gemardin, it's kosher balayla. Right? That's how the Shach is explaining the Shulchan Aruch that way, based on what we saw in the Rashba, the Rosh, the Magid Mishnah, in the Rambam, that it's Gemar, the Tefillah is Gemar Din. When is it Gemar Din? Only if there was a Kabbalas, there was a Kabbalas Mitzvah, which is a Tefillah there. But by Ger Katan, where there's no Kabbalas Mitzvahs, right? So you can't say that the Mila and the Tefillah are Gemar Din, because Kabbalas Mitzvahs is Tefillah Din. There was no Kabbalas Mitzvahs. Therefore, the Dogma Revolver says, the Mila and the Tefillah, he seems to be saying both the Mila and the Tefillah. Right? Even though he starts off with Mila and Tefillah, and then he switches over just to Mila, but he seems to be saying that, you know, like the Rosh explained, that Kabbalas Mitzvahs is Tchilas Din. Right? The Mila and the Tefillah is Gemar Din. But that's where you have Kabbalas Mitzvahs. By Ger Katan, there's no Kabbalas Mitzvahs. So Mimela, the Mila and Tefillah are going to be Tchilas Din, and therefore, B'di'eved, if you'll have the Mila and Tefillah by a Ger Katan Balayla, b'di'eved, it's not going to work. That's the chiddush of the dogel mirevava. The one more nekuda in terms of the Rif in the Rambam, right? They say if there's no Beis Din by the Mila and the Tvila, so the Geirus is a good Geirus, but not to marry a Bas Yisrael, but the children are not going to be possible, right? In Vaholi Mimenu, in Noso Yisraelis, Vaholi Mimenu Ben, Lo Paslin and Le. So what does that mean exactly, that the child is not possible? Possible for what? Possible for what? We're saying the father is a ger, and therefore the child is not possible. Possible for what? For what? I can't hear.
Kahuna.
Right, because the halacha is, we pass in la halacha that akum avo bas Yisrael, although the child is kosher, the child is not a mamzer, right? But if it's a daughter, she'll be pasul l'kohuna. She'll be like a halola. She's pogum. It's called pogum. She's pogum l'kohuna. She cannot marry a kohen, right? So that's as far as if he has a daughter. So since we say that the Geirus B'di'eved is a kosher Geirus, so the daughter that he has from Abbas Yisrael is not going to be Pogum Lagun. If he would be a Goy, if it wouldn't be a Geirus at all, he would remain a Goy, so then the daughter would be Pogum Lagun. But since we say over here that it's only that he can't marry Abbas Yisrael, but B'di'eved, if he did marry Abbas Yisrael, the child that he has is not going to be Pogum Likahuma. That's Lo Paslin. But that's if he has a daughter. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about a daughter. Hardly Mimena Ben. Now by Ben there's no concept of Pogum Likahuna. Right? He can't marry a Koyin. Right? Except maybe in California. But California, Massachusetts. But there's no by a daughter. But so what is the possible psul that there could have been had his geirus not been a valid geirus, right? He would be an akum habo bas Yisrael, and he has a son, right? So what's the son posel for? What's he posel for? So that's the Taz. I forgot to give you the Taz in Sifkot and Tess. The Taz explains that point. That he says that if his father would be a goy and the mother is a Jew, although he has a status of a full fledged status of a Jew, he's kosher. However, he's not a meyuchas. He doesn't have yichud because the father is a goy. And if he wants to marry into a mishpocha miyucheses, I'm not talking about Hasidim have yichus that they come from this realm, but there were halachis in the end of kedushin. You see, there were halachis of mishpachas miyuchosoi shebi Yisrael, right? That they would only marry someone who had a yichus as well. And so the Taz says, the end of the Taz in Yud, Kosar al Zeh Horif, the Zeh Bidiyevin, Im Hoyli Ben Mi Yisrael, the Lo Paslin and Lay, Hainu Lin Shalom Laskira B'Shem Ben Ove Kochovim. We don't call him, we don't say he's a Ben Akum, Kim Yuchosin Shavi Yisrael, Lo Yischat Nuimo. Right? Mishpachas Miyuchos is one of that won't have him marry into their Mishpacha. So we say, no, the father is not a Goy, the father is a Jew. The father is a ger, and therefore he can marry into a mishpacha miyuchesis. And so that's, the Gemara in Yevamis later on, no, before, a few blot before, that talks about a case of a someone whose father was a guy and his mother was a Jew, and he wanted to marry a Bas Yisrael, but nobody wanted to marry him. Nobody wanted because the father was a goy, right? So I think he came before Rav, and Rav told him, what should you do? Zil goli, go to another town where nobody knows who you are, right? And tell them that you're a Ben Yisrael, and then you'll be able to get a shidduch, right? And apparently you're not mechuyev to tell that. That's what we see from that Gemara. You're not mechuyev to tell that fact in terms of a shidduch that my father is a goy. That's what you see from that Gemara. So but people who know that the father is a goy, they're going to be very reluctant to give their daughter in marriage to such a person, right? Even though he's a full-fledged Yisrael, right? But he's lacking that yichus of Yisrael, and therefore that's what it means over here. The Taz says that even if he has a son, since he has a status of a of being a ger, so then there's no chisorin in terms of marrying a mishpacha miyuchesis. Okay, let's go over to the other sugya of smuchim. The Gemara says that we should learn from this story Shma Minor Ba'in and Mumchin. So Gemara, because the three dayonim who were there were all mumchin, and Dilma de Iklu, they happened to be there. But Gemara says that there's no requirement of mumchin. There's no raya that you need mumchin from here, because Dilma de Iklu, is there a requirement of mumchin? And what does mumchin mean? What does mumchin mean? Pashas, it means smuchin, the real smicha. The real smicha, right? Dor achador, to Talmud, Rebbe, to Talmud, back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So so Taisus points out over here, Taisus says, number one, we learned from Mishpat that you need a bezdin of shloisha, a bezdin of three. And Taisus says, even according to the Manda Omar in Sanhedrin, the Chad Nami Kosher over here, where Medame, the Mishpat of Geiris, to not to Hodos V'Halvos, that one Dayin is Kosher for a Bezdin, but to Gzeilus V'Chavolos. So Gzeilus V'Chavolos, you need a Bezdin of three, and you need a Bezdin of Mumchin, a Bezdin of Smuchin. Right? So Taisus asks the Kasha, so how will you Mekabel Geirim Bizman Hazer, that we no longer have Mumchin? And Tosfos answers based on the klal of shlichusayu ka'avdin that the Gemara uses in Sanhedrin and in Gittin, that even though today we don't have smuchin, but you can do certain dinei Torah, hodos v'halvos, and certain other dinei Torah in a bezdin without smuchin, based on shlichusayu ka'avdin, that we are serving in some capacity as the shluchim of the smuchin. Right? That was easier to understand in the time of Chazal, where they had smuchin. Smuchin can be dafka where? Where can you get smuchin? Dafka in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. So when they had smuchin in Eretz Yisrael, you can say the dayonim in Chutz La'aretz were shlichosayu kaldin, and they were shluchim. Today, there are no smuchin any place. Right? So Tosfos asked this kasha in Gittin, right? And Taisa, what does Taisa's answer on that? Shluchayu dukamoi, right? We're shluchim of the smuchim who lived 2,000 years ago. Right? Very strange idea. The whole concept of shlichus ayukavdina is a very strange idea. How does it work? We'll talk about that. But the but Taisa says that in the same way that Chazal said by Dini Mominis, Shluchosayo Kavdinon, because of Ni'ilas Shalotino Delas Bifnei Lovim, so they made a takona. It seems it's a din derabonan. Shalotino Delas Bifnei Lovim, so they made a takona of Shluchosayo Kavdinon, otherwise you couldn't go to a din teiret, so people are not going to lend money, they won't engage in commerce, right? Because they have no way to go to a bezdin if there's a dispute. So shalotin adelus bifnei lovin, they were mesakin shluchosay kavdinin. So too neil they were choishes when neilas delus bifnei geirin. Right, and that's Taisis here in Yevomis. Taisis in Kiddushin also asked the kasha, and Taisis answered. Taisis gives two answers. How do we do Geiris Mizman? As the first answer is Shlichosayo Kavdinon, and the second answer is a very big Chiddush. The Rabbeinu Nesanel. What does Rabbeinu Nesanel say?
Canceled.
There's what?
Canceled.
There's no requirement of smuchim because of the Dara Seichem. Just like the Gemara in Kisa says that although a Geir has to bring a Korban, but the Korban is not Ma'akim in the Geiris because it says that Geiris can be L'dara Seichem, and when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's impossible to bring the Korban. So therefore we see that the Korban, Hartzo Es Domim, is not Ma'akev B'di'evin in the Geirus. So too, Mumchin is also not Ma'akev B'di'evin. Sharei Dalkocha Hashto Lekom Mumchin, Sharei Ein Smuchim L'dara Seichem Mashma L'dara Seichem, that you're able to do Geiris for all generations. Even where there won't be smuchim. So that's the Rabbeinu Nesanel. We see many other Rishonim take this mahalach as well. So in other words, there's a fundamental machlokes whether there's a requirement of smuchim or not, right? The Teretz in Teretz that holds that it's shlichosayu kavdinan says there is a requirement of smuchim, but we say shlichosayu kavdinan. Instead of this, of Masha Enkein, Rabbeinu Nesanel learns that there's no requirement of smuchim because the geiris has to be possible the doros seichem, and therefore, since there won't be smuchim at all times, so therefore smuchim is not a requirement by the Beis Din of geiris.
My point is, it's a bunch of
shadow
of Rabbeinu Nesanel. How are they going to get the geiris involved when they have smuchim as a strong?
No, so that's so the. So the Rabbeinu Nesanel is saying either one of two things, and this seems to be a machlokes. Is he saying that there's never a requirement of smuchim by geirus, even in times when they had smuchim? Smuchim is not a requirement by geirus, bezdin of geirus. That's one pasul shad. The other pasul shad is where you have smuchim available, then you need smuchim. If smuchim are not available, so then you don't need smuchim. So in Bavel there were no smuchim. So then there would be no requirement of smuchim.
It should be the same thing as Hatzos Domim.
What? By Hatzos Domim, we'll have to see. What does that mean? Does that mean we'll have to see? We haven't discussed the korban. By Hatzos Domim, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, was the korban ma'akev, and it's only now that it's not ma'akev? Or even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the korban was not ma'akev, because since it's not ma'akev when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's also not ma'akev when there is a Beis HaMikdash. This question about smuchin, well, I think we might discuss korban tomorrow, but this question about smuchin, whether smuchin, according to the Rabbeinu Nesanel, and this is not only Rabbeinu Nesanel, who else gives this answer? Who else gives this answer? The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, right? All of the Gedolei HaRishonim basically give this answer. They're very reluctant to give the answer of Shlichosayu Kavdinon, right? And I want to discuss the Ramban, but let's put it on hold for a moment. But the question is, in this answer of L'doro Seichem, does it mean that there's never a requirement of smuchim by geirus, or only when it's not shayach smuchim, then there's no requirement? But where it is shayach smuchim, then there is a requirement of smuchim. So I saw in the footnotes of Rav Aaron Yaffin's footnotes on the Ritva, he quotes a Shar HaMelech and a Sefer Nehor Shraga, that the Shar HaMelech seems to say that there's never a requirement of smuchim. He's in the Rashba, in the Hezber of the in the Teretz of the Rashba, there's never a requirement of smuchim. And the Hashraga says no, it is only that there's no requirement of smuchim when you don't have smuchim, but when you do have smuchim, then there is a requirement of smuchim. So we'll have to discuss this more when we discuss korbin, the din of l'dor seichem by korbin. But the Ramban asked this kasha as well, and the Ramban gives three answers to this kasha. One teretz, the Ramban says, the Ramban assumes lechatchila that there is a requirement of smuchim, and the Ramban says if there's a requirement of smuchim, so how do we do gerus bizman hazeh? So he says possibly it's based on shlichusayu kav dinan, just like by the Gemara in Gittin says by get bizman hazeh. How can we force a get? Right, you need a bezdin. You can't have a joitis doing that. You need a bezdin of smuchin. So bizman hazeh. How does bezdin have the right to force a husband to give a get to his wife? So the Gemara says over there because of shlichusayu ka avdinan. So just like even though midai raisa you need smuchin by to be kaifa on a get, right? Lifneim v'lo lifnei Yakum, lifneim v'lo lifnei adjoitis. So how do we force a get bizman hazeh? So the Gemara answers because shlichusayu ka avdinon, right? Shlichusayu ka avdinon midid have hados v'havos. Gemara asks, what about zelus v'chavolus also? We should say shlichusayu ka avdinon. So Gemara says ki avdinon shlichusayu v'milsa d'shchicha v'milsa d'lo shchicha. Lo yavdinon shlichusayim, right? And so gzeis v'chavos is milsa l'shlicha dos v'avos gitten or milsa d'shlicha, and therefore shlichusayu ko avdinon. And Tosis over there in gitten also says that how are we mekabel gerim bizman hazeh because of shlichusayu ko avdinon, right? So we have in the Tosafim we have these two mahalchim. The Ramban first wants to say shlichusayu ka avdinon by gerus just like by get, but the Ramban rejects that because he says shlichusayu ka avdinon is a takonas chachomim. How can a takonas chachomim work to make a person into a Yisrael midrabonon? And he's going to marry a Bas Yisrael. He's only a Jew, midrabanan. How can we allow him to marry a Bas Yisrael? Bishloma, by Gittin it works, because by a get, we can say, by a get, after we can say, Kol Mekadesh Adaita Derabanan Mekadesh, and therefore the Rabbanan will be Mafkia the Kedushin. That's why it works over there. But not by it. Shlichasayu Kavdinan, the Rabban says, should not work by Gerus. Because it's a takonas chachomim. That means that whatever they're paskening is only valid on a drabonan level. So how can it work by gerus? So therefore, the Ramban suggests three answers. One answer is possibly that ger needs shloisha, but not mumchin, not smuchin. It's a halacha l'moshe misinai. Mishpat is only an asmachta bialma. But it's halacha l'moshe misinai that ger needs a bezdin of shloisha but not smuchim. Second answer, he says, if we're going to assume though that you do need smuchim, by gerus, right? As he assumed originally. So then, how do we do gerus bizman hazeh? So then the Ramban says l'doroseichem, right? And from the Ramban, it's pretty clear that bizman, in the time when there were smuchim, you need smuchim. But Doroseichem tells us, if you don't have smuchim, then you can still do gerus without smuchim, based on Doroseichem. And then, the third teretz of the Ramban is a tremendous chiddush. He says, Efshar de minatoira afilo hedyotas donim bishlichusayu de mumchim. What's the third teretz of the Ramban? What is he answering? Shilchasayu kavdinon. But he's saying, Shilchasayu kavdinon works midai raisa. Shechosayu Kavdin. Originally, the Ramban thought that Shechosayu Kavdin only works midrabban, so you can't apply that by a ger. But then the Ramban says maybe it's based on Shlichosayo Kavdinon, right? And it works min hatayrish Shlichosayo Kavdin. Then you don't have to say that by Gittin it's based on Kolam Akadish Adaita the Rabbanim Akadish. No, this Shlichosayo Kavdinon can work min hatayrin. Who says this? Who explain? Basically, the Rashba and the Ritva both take the Mahalach of Ladoroseichem, that there's no requirement of Smuchin. The Ramban is the one who really gives three possible answers. One answer is that it's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, you need bezin, but no requirement of smuchim at all. There was never a requirement of smuchim according to that answer. The halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai said bezin of three, but no requirement of smuchim. The second answer is there is a requirement of smuchim. But there's a gzeres hakosul l'doroseichem. You should be able to do geiris l'chol hadoiris. So when you don't have smuchim, then you don't need smuchim. Similar to the case of the korban by a ger. And the third answer is shlichosai o kavdin. And there's a din toira. There's a din mi doiris. Yes.
I don't think the Ramban said it's three different answers. Two different answers. And the second answer is the same.
It's three different shlichosai kavdin. No, I don't think so. No, the Miata Idna, the Lepa Korbin, the Dora Seichem Ksiv. No, I think he's saying. The second answer is if you do need Smuchin, so how does it work with Zman Hazeh? So one teretz is Xeris HaKosol the Dora Seichem. And then he says, the Efshe, the Minatoira, works based on a Filo Hedjoitis Doni, Bishlich Hosayo,
the
Mumchin.
No, one thing saying that the Chirish of the Dora Seichem says that the Mumchin can appoint.
I didn't learn it that way. I learned the Ramban that he's saying that it's a new teretz of Shlichosayu Kavdin. I see how you could possibly fit that in, but I don't think you don't have to say that, because like all the Rishonim say, based on the Dorosechem, it's a gzeres hakosa that you don't need mumchin when you don't have mumchin. So you don't need to say that it's based on, it works through the Shlichosayu Kavdina. You don't need to say that at all. I thought the Ramban is saying that it works with the Raisa. And it could. I mean, we do have an Achrin from the Gedolei Achrinim who say that Shlichosayu Kavdina does work with the Raisa. Who learns that way? What?
Tosis is not clear.
He said Nilas Delis. Tosis says Nilas Delis. Nilas Delis Pashas is a drabon. Right? And if there's an Nilas Delis by Gerus, it's Pashtus, it works midi Rabbonin. So the Nesiva says, no, it has to work midi Raisa, because otherwise, how is it going to work by Geirus? Teda, the Homikablin The Nesiva is saying in general, he's not focusing just on Geirus, he's saying in general, whenever the Gemara says, Shechosayu Kavdinen, by all Dini moments, also works midi Raisa, because the emes of midoraisa rak shenimsa lachachomim. We find that shlichosayu kavdinan doesn't work by all dini mominis. It only works by milsa deshricha and those things which have chisorin kis. So if it's a takonas chachomim, we understand that chachomim made the takon under those circumstances. If it's a din doraisa, why is it restricted? Because moso akoso the chachomim, and then left it up to the chachomim to determine when to apply shlichosayu kavdinan. Below also a son of the shluchim rach b'mokum the ikonilas delis teida the hamikablin gerim bizman azem itam avdina shlichusayhu the kedusha of kedushin velo tafse yachak al kedusha sheni veim koyach biyal chakomim lako din toira bekum vaasei vechei maasei magitin af the get meusa al pi hadjoitis posel midoy raisa vedoicha kloim dafke inu rabbonu the kedusha minei davalei lefrushe the hon nafke minu bazer ledina. That the so he says from the fact that it works by geiris and by koifim al haget, it seems to be that Shlichus Ayakav Dinan is a din d'oraisa, because there's only a din d'rabbanan. How can he's marrying a Bas Yisrael, Tfisas Kedushin, and then nobody else can marry her? If he's only a ger midrabbanan, that doesn't work. And so to Isui Get, right? But Hadjoitis is Pasul Min HaTayra. So, and it's difficult to say, Afkina Rabbanan the Kedushin Minei, because the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara should have said Afkina Rabbanan the Kedushin Minei by Ma'asim Alaget. But then he quotes the Ramban and the Rashba that Shlichus Ayakav Dinan is only the Rabbanan, and by Get it works based on Afkina Rabbanan the Kedushin Minei. He means the Ramban over here, the first part of the Ramban. But the end of the Ramban, he says that it's going to work based on Shlichus Ayakav, that it has a din, that it's a din d'oraisa. But the first assumption in the Ramban is that it's only a takonas chacham. So that's the nesivis, that Shlichus Ayakav works midoraisa. So how does that work midoraisa? Shlichus Ayakav, how does it work midoraisa? Either there's a halacha like that, even though the whole concept of shlichus is so strange by smuchim, to say that smuchim is a level of yediyah, a level of knowledge, to make other dayonim who are not smuchim into your shluchim, that they can paskin, is very, very strange. How does that work? Number one. Number two, if there were no smuchim at all, bizman hazeh, they lived 2,000 years ago, so how can we be shluchim of those smuchim who are not even alive today? Right? You can't have a mishaleach who died can't have a shliach doing something for him. Right? So the whole concept of Shlichus Ayakav is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. If it's a takonas chachamim, we understand. But if it's a din d'oraisa, so how does it work? So I thought that maybe based on the Ran, to understand a little bit more about Shlichus Ayakav, even if it's not the Teretz over here, but it's a very important Ran at the beginning of Sanhedrin, he really quotes a Ramban. He quotes it. The Ran is quoting the Ramban. You see at the end of the Ran that he says all of this is from the Ramban. This would be very good, the Ramban l'shitosai, if he, according to that the Ramban entertains the possibility that Shlichus Ayakav is a din d'oraisa. So the Ran asked the Kasha, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, at the beginning of Sanhedrin, that you don't need smuchim for dinei mamon is based on shalotin odelos bifnei lovim. That's what Gemara says in Sanhedrin. However, the Gemara in Gittin and in Bava Kama says that you don't need smuchin based on shlichus ayakav dinan. So the Ran asks, what is it? Is it shalotin odelos bifnei lovin, or is it shlichus ayakav dinan? They seem to be two different concepts, not one concept, that because shalotin odelos bifnei lovin, they were misakin shlichus ayakav dinan. No, they're two different concepts. Shaloitin odelos bifnei lovim, therefore we can be done today with hedyotis. But there's also a din that we can be done because of shalotin of shlichus ayakav dinan. So the Ran comes up, the Ran and Ramban come up with a tremendous, tremendous insight. There are two halachis in terms of hedyotis being done. Torah says, lifnei velo lifnei hedyotis. There are two halachis. One halacha, what are the two halachis? One halach is what?
Oh, the gochavim.
What? No, there's lo lifnei akum, v'lo lifnei hedyotis. This the elam mishpatim shatosin lifneiim v'lo lifnei akum, lifneiim v'lo lifnei hedyotis. In the same way that you're not supposed to go to a secular court, you're also not allowed to go to a beis din of hedyotis, that they're not smuchim. You cannot be done in front of them. So what are the totsos? What are the ramifications of that? Two ramifications. Number one, the din is not a valid din, right? Din is not a valid din. And number two, there's mamish and isur. There's an isur to go to a beis din of hedyotis. And he explains, what is the isur? The isur to go to goyim, we understand, it's a chilul Hashem, right? You're giving kovid to their religion. right? And you're being mevazeh the Torah as if you're saying that the Torah can't deal with this. I have to go to civil court. But what's the issur of going to hedyotis? Because the hedyotis, he says, a very interesting lashon of the Ran, in the Ramban. Hedyotis are mishtamish bekeser hamumchin. The mumchin have a crown. There's a keser Torah that the mumchin have. And the hedyotis are mishtamish bekeser mumchin. And that's awesome. It's awesome in HaTorah that they should take on the role to be dan when they're, and instead of the smuchim who have the keser Torah, and therefore the Ran says we need two different halachas. One halacha shalotino delos bifnei lovin, that says that the din is a din, that the din is a valid din. So it's chal as a din even though you have hedyotis. The other halacha, shlichus ayel kavdin, and how does that work? It's not real shlichus. It's not that the hedyoidis or the shluchim of the mumchin, but what's the yesoid that the Ran says? How does it work? Since the isur of hedyoidis to be done is because they are detracting from the keser of the mumchin. So therefore, through shlichusayu ka'avdinon, the mumchin give reshus. They're giving reshus. The lashon of the Ran is that shlichusayu ka'avdinon hakoyach biyad chachomim lahachtir es hahedyoites bekisron shel mumchin. So when they were mesakin that the hedyoites are kosher lodun, right? So they said, we're giving reshus to the hedyoitis, and therefore it's sort of like their moichel on their kovid, their moichel on the keser of mumchin that they have, and they're allowing the hedyoitis to be done because it's the nisor on the hedyoitis to be done and to to take away, to detract from the keser mumchin. So the Ran and the Ramban are saying that there are two separate halachas. There's a halacha of shalotin al delos bifnei lovim, right? That says that the din of hedyoitis is chal as a valid din. And then there's an isur though. There's an isur on hedyoitis to be done because they're mishtamesh v'keser mumchim. And for this, shlichosayu kavdinin works. Because shlichosayu kavdinin doesn't mean shlichus. It means that they're moichel on their kovid, they're moichel, they're giving reshus to be mishtamish bekeser mumchin. So then we can understand, I think, the Nesivis and the Ramban, that shlichosayu kavdinin works midoraisa. If we say just a little bit differently, we say that the reason why hedyoitis cannot be done, and that the din is not valid, all stems from this halacha, mishtamish bekeser mumchin. Torah says that the hedyoitis cannot be done because they're mishtamish bekeser mumchin. Shlichosayu kavdinin is the mumchin giving reshus. They don't have to be alive today. 2,000 years ago, the smuchim, the last smuchim in Klal Yisrael, give reshus for all future generations to be done. And they're not considered to be mishtamish bekeser mumchin. So then they have rishus to be done, and therefore their din is going to be a valid din as well. And so then shluchosayu kavdinen works midoraisa. If we understand shluchosayu kavdinen that it's mamish b'toyra shlichus, you can't have shluchim, real shlichus on a din Torah, and then especially if the smuchim are not alive today. So then you have to say it's a takonas chachomim shluchosayu kavdinen. It works midrabbanan. But if we're going to say that shlichosayu kavdinen, it's not a real din of shlichus. What it means is that the mumchin are giving reshus to the hedyoitis for all generations after them to be done. So therefore, that's the shlichosayu kavdinen. That could work midrabbanan because the whole issur of hedyoitis to be done. The whole the problem with their din is based on mishtamish bekeser mumchin, right? And therefore the hedyoitis, the mumchin can give reshus, and there's no, and then they won't be mishtamish bekeser mumchin. So possibly that's the Ramban and the Ran. That's how they learned. And so then it could be that the Ramban, at least over here, would be the Shitosoi that that Shlichosayu Kavdinen can work Mida Eraisa, because it's not working as a real Shlichus, but it's working as the Holisa was Mishtamish Bekesa Mumchin, and now they're giving Rishus, so then there is no Bis. Okay, maybe that's okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow we're going to have earlier shiur on Friday, 11:30. 11:30 shiur. And there is a, where is this? There's a tshuva from Reb Moshe that I didn't give out. So you should take it now and maybe look through this tshuva about a ger katan shemol shelo bifnei bezdim tzorich lahativ dam bris bifnei bezdim. And maybe we'll talk a little bit tomorrow about Talmid Chachamim, about Korbin. Tomorrow will be sort of like the loose ends of the sugya to finish up anything that we left out from this sugya. Yeah, so why don't you just pass this around and go through this tshuva of Moshe tomorrow, and the next tshuva, actually, we might also go through about whether Beis Din requires Talmid Chachamim. We discussed it a little bit, but we didn't see all the Mekairis on it. Yeah, okay.